This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Good morning, class. This is your captain speaking, John Reagan. I'm sitting in for Vincent today. If you were listening yesterday, late on the show, Vince had to leave very quickly. There was a family medical emergency that required his attention. And unfortunately, I don't have a lot of additional information for you right now. I did talk to him last night, and everything was stable at that point. They were just geared for a long night of observation. And normally, I would receive a call from him before the show. That didn't happen, so I have no updates from last night, so I don't know if that means they had to seek further medical attention or that he just finally had an opportunity to get some sleep. So we'll find out for sure on Monday what's going on and ask our engineer, John, has Dr. Wood shown up yet?
No.
Okay, Dr. Judy Wood was scheduled for hour number one today. the joys of live radio. Let me give out the call-in number. It's 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And as you know that I always seem to run out of time. So there's plenty of material to get through. Just wasn't really prepared to do a monologue with it today. So I'll point you to the financialstateoftheunion.com. And if you click on the news tab, you can follow along with me. We didn't get to the employment section. I've got a link, Who Needs Employees, and we've talked a bit about this before, but there was another round of protests, you know, fast food workers demanding $15 an hour, and you know, besides the workers in the kitchen, there's also, I guess, the workers in the stockroom. this link shows the one for the grocery stores where the robot goes around making sure shelves are stocked. We are approaching an age that we just have never seen before in human history. It's going to be interesting, and what's going to be so much more fun this time. It's not just laborers that get replaced. It's people that do more advanced work, and that includes CPAs, tax preparers. We've also seen there's a test going on for anesthesiologists. So even doctors are, and maybe even especially doctors, are at risk too. Because the biggest use for a doctor in today's environment is to do the diagnosis. Well, if the computer can take the readings, look at the lab tests, and then go into the database. Once the diagnosis is done, the insurance companies have pretty much made it to where doctors have not a whole lot of choice on what they can prescribe without getting into trouble anyway. So once the determination is made, the prescription is fairly easy, and you know, who needs doctors? It's now. I guess if we really wanted some attention paid to this, we got to show how the attorneys in Congress critters are at risk for losing their jobs to machines. And I think we could possibly make an argument that the machines might do a better job at it. I'll skip on down to Spy Tech. I'm sorry Vince has to miss this. I have a link called Only 30%. And this talks about how retailers, including Walmart, are using facial recognition to spy on you. This includes before you even get into the door, they will identify you and start and you'll see more and more of this pushing and individualized ads to you. This also extends to the checkout where they look to verify your identity. So whether it's you're paying by card and you know, see if the face matches up to the card, they will also do that. Match the face to cash transactions. So if you think that you can stay anonymous, that age is coming to an end as well. And this article says that at least 30% of retailers admit to using this type of technology. And so if you want to avoid that, right now your only real choice is to use, you know, smaller local merchants that don't have this type of technology, simply because of the cost. And but don't worry, sooner or later they'll figure out a way of driving those merchants out of business, so you have to go to the big stores. Another section that we didn't really get time to talk about is Fukushima. And there's so much disgusting there to begin with. But on the other side of the equation is what's going on with government shutting down information. And there's a link there in the midway through the Fukushima section called The Truth is Offensive. And some of you may already listen to Jeff Rintz now and then. And on Mondays, he has an update on Fukushima during the third hour of his show. One of the regulars on there is a man, Dana Durnford. Now, Dana spent months in a small 21-foot boat by himself, going along the West Coast, Canada, and the United States, documenting what it now looks like after Fukushima, and he's got before pictures on there as well. And now he's got problems and having to go to court, and being in Canada, he has, believe it or not, fewer freedoms than you do here in the United States. So I would suggest that if you have the time and inclination, go to rense.com, that's R-E-N-S-E, and check out what's going on with Dana Durnford. And if you scroll down a little bit on the right side, you get to Fukushima nuclear catastrophe, and this has access to replays of those hours that he does, and you can catch up on not only what's going on with Fukushima, but what's going on with the situation with Dana Durnford. And you know that we talk about radiation quite a bit here on USA Prepares, and how, you know, we really should just shut off these nuclear reactors while we still have time to get the reactors cool enough to avoid really serious problems once we lose the power grid. But the last two articles that I have for the Fukushima section, that's not the case. First off, they want more nukes. And these are for power, not the weapons. And on top of that, they're wanting to increase the lifespan of the current plants to 80 years. And it really makes you wonder, what the heck are these people thinking? Or is it just part of the plan to get rid of the useless eaters here? Going down to the health section, I've got three links, just one can a day, FDA answer, and toxic 3D. The first is an article from Mercola.com, and Dr. Mercola talks about non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which basically where your liver is damaged, similar to what happens when you consume alcohol. And we'll get into that when we come back from this break.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. www.thehighestmind.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odor, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instructions that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is John Reagan at the controls today. We did manage to get connected with Dr. Judy Wood over the break. One of her websites is drjudywood.com. That's drjudywood.com. And welcome to the show, Dr. Judy Wood.
Well, thank you very much.
And I was looking at your background there. You know, there's all kinds of doctorates out there, and yours is not one of the easier ones. Did you want to tell us about your 3 degrees?
Well, my bachelor's degree is in civil engineering, structural engineering. My master's degree is in engineering mechanics or applied physics, and my PhD is in materials engineering science, which is sort of an interdisciplinary degree, but putting everything together, sort of a type of applied physics looking at material properties.
So
my background is also, you know, forensic engineer and scientist for like 40 years experience. So when I saw what happened on 9/11, you know, it was just plain as day to me that there's a problem.
Yeah, and basically I'm having to be looking at your bio right now, and on that page it does have a picture of where the tower is collapsing, and you're just you're seeing the smoke come out the top, but everything else is just this cloud of dust.
Frothing up in the dust. There's two words you used in there, and words are powerful and control people's conclusions. One was collapse, and it turns out the buildings didn't collapse, and the other was smoke. I tend to use the word, fumes, to the haziness, because that doesn't really describe anything. If you call it smoke, you assume the cause is fire. But if the building's actually turning to dust and that's particulate from the building, you'd be misled to call it smoke. So words tend to control people's thoughts. And when the media was telling us, you know, collapse pile terrorists, you know, people then made that conclusion rather than observing what's really there. And so as you were just noting, you see this building frothing up into dust, midair. As it turned out, very little of it slammed to the ground. It didn't burn up nor slam the ground, but most of it turned into dust in midair. And that is strange. But you don't see that unless you observe it, rather than trying to pigeonhole eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Was it bombs? Was it airplane? You know, people go down this list of multiple choices, but the real information is not in that list of choices. And you only figure that out by actually observing. And that brings us to page 185 of the book. I think that's where we pick up.
Yes.
I think most people saw that tipping top of Tower 2. It starts to tip, and then it stops and almost looks like it tips back a little bit, and then it looks like it goes straight down. Well, if it's a rigid body, it's violating the laws of conservation of angular momentum. You know, if you're standing on the top of a platform and you start to lean over at a certain point, there's no turn back no matter how you contort your body. And if you're a rigid body, once you start tipping, you're going to keep on tipping. But it doesn't. So what's going on here? You look down below and, you know, it didn't land there. There was building 4 was below, right where it should have landed. And actually building 4 kind of went missing too. That main body of building 4 went missing, the most of it. But it turns out it does not violate the laws of angular momentum if it does not remain a single rigid body. In other words, if all the little particles in that tipping section continue to rotate, you know, each little speck of dust continues to rotate, you sum up all that rotation and mass, and you end up with conservation of the angular momentum. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is.
So that in itself is proof that it turned to dust.
And we're coming up on a break.
Okay.
John Bacon, Dr. John.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. Sale starts on Monday, 11/23, and ends Cyber Monday, 11/30. Remember, there's a new deal every day. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
This is John Reagan sitting in for Vincent today. As far as I know, I'll be back with him on Monday, and hopefully everything will be back to normal then. We have Dr. Judy Wood with us today, and I didn't get much of a chance to talk to Dr. Wood ahead of time. And in fact, just the breaks, between being on air, and didn't get to say, back in the 80s, I was a captain in the basement of the Pentagon working on the nuclear planning system. And concurrent with that, I was also working on my Air Command and Staff College, which is professional education for a military or for an Air Force officer. And I had selected as my elective SDI, also known as Star Wars. I can't really give much insight on that because these courses are unclassified, so it doesn't get into any real depth. Some of them are for official use only, which means you just can't release it to the public, but it's not like the materials being talked about in the congressional inquiries right now. But, there are space-based weapons, and we don't exactly know what all their capabilities are. And like I say, unfortunately, I can't provide more information on that. Maybe Dr. Richard Allen Miller could. But, we've gone beyond, just shooting a shell out of a cannon or a gun on a ship.
Well, I go back to what we ourselves can observe and what we understand. Well, there's an actual patent on this type of thing back in 1906 or 09. I forget when it was applied for. It was awarded, I think, in 1912. But and also there's some documents where Tesla had offered to Congress. If they built a tower every 200 miles around the perimeter of the U.S., he would install a little box on the top of each that would create a wall through which any airplane that tried to fly would, quote, dematerialize. I thought that was interesting phrasing. But so you wonder what has come since then. And you look also at the development of airplanes. We have airplanes and we had a space shuttle and then nothing. So you extrapolate and say, okay, there's some other kind of transportation that's got to be out there somewhere. But I look at what is known, and that's a good position I am in here, is that I don't have to worry about breaching security clearances and so forth, and can be free to talk about this. Not a lot of people are in that position. Like, you can't say a whole lot. But we do know that there's a whole lot of tax money that went into what was called the Star Wars program, or SDI. What became of all that? Then we also know of natural phenomena such as tornadoes that destroy things. Now imagine if you could figure out the mechanics of that and use that technology to aim it at a building. Like it hit a building with a tornado that just lasts long enough to destroy the building. Tornadoes actually dematerialize things. And people say, you need to make calculation where all the energy comes from. Well, do you need to do that to determine whether or not a tornado destroyed your town? it happened. And what we see in, the World Trade Center is the buildings turning to dust in midair. The majority of the buildings turn to dust in midair. So that is proof right there that a technology exists that can do what was done. You don't need to, make calculations to make observations. That's sort of contradictory. And people often make the mistake when they talk about the scientific method. The scientific method requires you determine all the boundary conditions first. You don't just use one boundary condition and extrapolate from there. You have to use all of the boundary conditions in what you're looking at. And that, in other words, all of the evidence. And one of the pieces of evidence that from the beginning was just fascinated with is this tipping top of Tower 2. And those who have the textbook for the course, top of page 185 in that image, you can see that top chunk that looks like a solid, rigid body rotating, along the corner, you have like three different angles of bend. But what is causing it to break apart at the top? There's nothing on it, no load on it. The damage, supposed damage to the building is below that. So you can't say that damage below, 25 stories up, is causing that top to break off. So as you watch it rotate, like on page 186, there's a sequence of three images. So you can see where it rotates. that top part just kind of crushes up into dust before the rest of it goes downward. And you know, how could that possibly happen? I have a diagram on page 187 looking at, you have this top chunk. If it's horizontal, you know, vertical, I guess, the stress across that cut would be uniform. And it starts tipping. The stress on that pinched edge is going to be greater, and the stress on the back edge is going to be less. So if it's failing because it's weak, that high stress edge is going to cause it to fail there more, so it would cause it to even rotate more. But that doesn't happen. So that's another fallacy in the idea that it's, you know, collapsing due to weight. The top of page 186, figure 175, it shows where that tipping top should have gone, and there's not much left. Actually, it looks like the top wing of the northern wing of building 4 was just sliced off with an X-Acto knife, and the rest is missing, pretty much. There's a little tiny bit of rubble in the corner. And the top page 188 is a better picture. It almost looks like, you know, I'm exaggerating a little bit. It almost looks like you could take a broom and sweep up what was left of the main body of building 4. And that's where the tipping top of building 2 should have landed. And you know, it's obviously not there. But the most fascinating part is that if it's a rigid body, it's violating the laws of conservation of angular momentum. So that proves it's not a rigid body. Because if it goes into dust, all the little particles can keep rotating and maintain the laws of conservation of angular momentum. It just appears to no longer rotate. It just looks like it stops rotating. But then it just, you know, goes into dust. And if you look again where it should have landed on building 4, I haven't found a picture right under the ground, the first level underground of where it should have landed, you know, where it's like nothing much left on top. There's a shopping mall. And you can see a picture, you know, Innovation luggage, Hallmark cards. And it looks, you know, punched through down there a little bit, but you see the drop lights hanging from the ceiling, and you see some shelving knocked over, and the rescue guys are walking vertically through there looking for survivors. It isn't crushed through. And then you go down a floor or two below that, and you have the loading docks for that mall. And so the truck drivers know where to stop. They have it color-coded. It's purple under building 5 and green under building 4. And then if you look down, you know, that parking garage, you got to make a turn, you know, because it ends in, to go out to the ramp to exit the parking garage. But you look, and this picture was taken after 9/11. This is figure 181 and page 189. The lights are still on. You get some more dust in there. But you can see all the way down at the end of that hall. And the end of that hallway is under where that missing part of building 4 was. There's no building above there. But the parking garage is not crushed in. You don't see really any damage down there. You just see a bit more dust than usual. And figure 182, that's again at the mall level. You just see some ceiling panels drop down and, you know, dust and stuff around, but it's not crushed in. And then moving to page 190 is a map of the overall area, and 191 is a schematic drawn on top of the light detection ranging image that shows sort of an elevation map of what was left. And you see it's pretty much level. And I drew a silhouette of what used to be there. Where did these humongous buildings go? There's just not much left. And that's the title of this chapter, is, you know, where'd the building go? I kept asking that to folks and said, you know, is it hiding under that hubcap across the street? You know, sort of joking, because you look around like, where could all this material go? You see survivors, you know, rescue people walking along in, you know, ankle-deep dust. You see an ambulance parked. And they don't park up at high elevation, so that's, you know, that's the road level. And let's see, page 192, figure 185, where it's a shot looking down from the helicopter, and you see that missing portion of building 4 in the sliced off north wing. And a picture looking out of Bankers Trust, that's another interesting phenomenon there. You look across the street out of your office of building of Bankers Trust, and like, where'd the building go? Right across the street. How does that happen? And it's looking through a window. But you look, you know, it looks like it got sliced off. And when I saw that picture, it reminded me of something I saw as a child. Our family happened to drive through Topeka, Kansas, right after that humongous tornado that ripped through there. And I remember seeing an apartment building. I thought it was an apartment building, but it was a dorm, I think. But it was sliced in two. There's the music.
Yep, hold that thought. We'll be back after these few commercial messages.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want the Sig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from the Sig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at lesig.com. LECIG.com. Kick some ash with the Sig.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
It's gonna be slightly.
What are today's hot?
What? Oh
God, you're take my. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is John Reagan with Dr. Judy Wood. I've noticed that Vincent's updated a post on USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares, and he's got the link for Where Did the Towers Go, as well as the Amazon link to buy the book.
Great.
That's on page one. So, Dr. Wood, please continue. We've got about 5 minutes left.
Okay. So this tornado that was in Topeka, Kansas, and Washburn University was pretty much destroyed. The thing went like 22 miles. It destroyed 800 houses, and another 3,000 were damaged. A lot of damage. But I remember when we were driving through there, seeing this, what I thought at the time was an apartment building, sliced in two. I could see a bedspread on a bed, and it reminded me of my sister's bedspread, and it was, you know, perfect. And not messed up at all, and some magazines on the bedspread, and then some books on the dresser, clothes hanging in the closet. Nothing looked disturbed. It just looked like somebody took an X-Acto knife and sliced the building in two. And that always puzzled me. If it's wind, you know, you don't have 500 mile an hour wind, then 1 nanometer over have zero. It would taper off. So how could something tear off that wall in a straight line? And that was another puzzling thing. But then this, when I saw this image, figure 185 on page 192 of the remaining north wing of building 4 at the World Trade Center, it reminded me of that same thing. How could something be such a straight cut, like an X-Acto knife, through all the floors, and you could look in and see what was in there? You know, if you had binoculars, you could see what was on somebody's desk. How could that be? And then everything else gone. And it reminded me so much of that tornado. And there was a lot of destruction like that, with stuff just went missing. And I think we've all seen that kind of thing with tornadoes. Something totally destroyed and something right next to it. completely okay. It's a weird type of phenomenon. And I know there's various stories about, oh, it's just lots of wind going around in circles and sucks things up. But if you stop and actually observe, you come up with a different answer. It's an interesting phenomenon, and it's a natural phenomenon. But if somebody can weaponize it, man, that's a powerful tool. So it doesn't leave radiation either. On figure 186, at the bottom of 192, it's a view looking over the World Financial Center building to the dome, to what's left of Tower 1 and Building 6 and Building 7. The thing that's most pronounced there is the top of that dome. It's a 44-story building. There's no dings in that. It's like pristine. So if you have a building right across the street, a 110-story building, quote, collapsing, why don't you have any dents in that? Well, if it turned to dust, you wouldn't have dents. And it turns out there's no what I call stab wounds, you know, projectiles going into the side of the building, really above the 18th floor in the building across the street. And then, of course, you see the missing middle of Building 6. You look in there, it's an empty hole. And then Building 7 is much lower down. You can even see bare sidewalk where the building didn't even spill completely across the street over to where the post office is. There's only three lanes of traffic there, and that was a 47-story building. It's really peculiar. But what is really shocking, page 193, figure 187, you're looking out of the North Tower, southward, down onto the street, like Albany Street. And you can't imagine the building, you know, falling less than that way.
And we're out of time for today. Dr.
Okay.
Judy Wood, thank you for being with us. And I'll let Vincent know how far we got.
Okay.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.